Johnny hobbled over to the bureau and half sat on it and got rid of the military hospital robe. Chrissy had found 3 buckskin shirts, and some perverseness made him select the oldest and greasiest one. He got it over his head and let her lace the thongs across the front of it. He got into some buckskin pants, and Chrissy helped him with a pair of moccasins. He struggled with a drawer and got it open. One of the shoemakers had made him a left-handed holster and had more properly fitted the old gold belt buckle to a wide belt. He put them on over the shirt. The holster had a .457 Magnum Smith & Wesson in it with radiation slugs, and he lifted it out and laid it back in the drawer and got out a small blast gun, made sure it was charged, and dropped it in the holster. At the colonel's odd look, Johnny said,
"I'm not going to kill any cyclos today."
He was engaged in stuffing his right hand into the belt to get it out of the way. That arm tended to dangle when an uproar broke out in the passageway. Johnny was intent on leaving, so he gave it little heed. It would be just Robert the Fox or the parson rushing over to fuss at him about council business. But it wasn't. The door burst open, and the base officer of the day, a big middle-aged Scot in kilts and claymore, a man named Captain Macduff, rushed in.
"Johnny, sir!"
said Macduff. Johnny had the definite impression they were objecting to his leaving, and he was about to be impolite when the captain sputtered the rest of the message.
"Johnny, sir, did you send for a cyclo?"
Johnny was looking for a fur cap to wear. They had shaved his hair off for those operations, and he felt like a singed puma bareheaded. Then the import of the question hit him. He got the knob carry and unsteadily hitched forward and peered out the door. There stood Kerr. And in the glaring mine lamps out there, he was a very bedraggled creature. Kerr's fur was matted with the filth clinging to it. His fangs, seen through the faceplate, were yellow and stained. His tunic was all ripped down one side, and he had on only one boot, no cap. Even his ear bones looked messed up. They had put 4 chains on him with a soldier at the far end of each one. It looked so overdone on the midget cyclo.
"Poor Kerr,"
said Johnny.
"Did you send for him, Johnny, sir?"
demanded Captain Macduff.
"Bring him in here,"
said Johnny, leaning back against the bureau. He felt amusement mingling with pity.
"Do you think that's wise?"
said Macduff. But he waved them forward. Johnny told the soldiers to drop the ends of the chains and leave. 4 more soldiers he hadn't noticed backed up, assault rifles trained on Kerr. He told them all to leave. The colonel was flabbergasted. Chrissy wrinkled her nose. What a stink! She'd have to clean and air the whole place. No one wanted to go. Johnny saw the pleading look through Kerr's breathe mask. He waved them all out, and it was with enormous reluctance that they closed the door